Hey everybody, it's the 25th of October, and I want to talk to you today. Well, first let me go back. Yesterday, I talked to you about writing down a prayer, writing a letter to God, and I hope you did that. If you haven't done that, then I'm mad at you, so get with it. No, just kidding. If you haven't done that, I do encourage you to do that. So what I want to do is I want to be able to look back at the end of 2021 and to say, you know, I learned how to pray better this year. I learned how to pray more authentically. I learned how to pray more fully. I learned to give God more time in prayer, and writing down your prayer was one mode of doing that. I want to encourage you to do something a little different today. And, you know, as I think about my prayer life, I pray obviously a lot corporately, or I pray with people a lot. I pray in church when I preach. I pray at the hospital when I'm visiting people. I pray for people when I'm counseling them. And I pray often out loud in front of other people. But in my own personal prayer life, I would say that the vast majority of my prayers are silent prayers. And so as I think about this and I think about my history of prayer, if you were to ask me, thanks for asking, if you were to ask me what prayers or how do I pray that I feel my prayer is most powerful, or that I feel the most connected to God, I would have to say to you that I feel most connected to God when I pray out loud. So some of you, you do pray today with your spouse or with your kids on the way to school, and I get that, but I want to encourage you, not just in corporate prayer settings like around the dinner table, I want to encourage you that if you have someone, if you're someone who struggles with focus, or you struggle with just kind of feeling like you say the same prayer over and over, or that your prayers are just hitting the ceiling, or you don't have the feeling that they're very authentic, I want to encourage you to consider praying out loud. So your assignment for today is to say an out loud prayer to God, and then kind of assess, wow, how is this different than when I pray silently? Now, God's going to hear your prayer whether you pray it silently or out loud. I don't think there's any issue with that. But you look throughout the Bible, and prayers are done audibly. When Jesus, as I spoke a few days ago, lifted his hands to heaven, he prayed audibly. When Jesus talked to God from the cross, he prayed audibly. And we see over and over again people who cry out to God and talk to God with their audible voice. Now, for me, to add another layer of effectiveness in prayer, or when I feel most connected to God, not only do I pray out loud, but I pray while I'm walking. And so I don't know if that's something that you want to try, but it certainly helps me to stay focused in prayer. So today, an out loud prayer. Remember, prayer is an act of worship. Prayer, God wants to hear from you. And in the next several days, we're going to be talking about some specific parts of prayer. But let's pray together as we finish today's Pray Today. Lord, I give you my audible prayer. As the people who are listening to this are praying silently. But Lord, I know that you want to hear my voice. You created my voice. And Lord, I know that I feel closer to you. Even during these recordings of Pray Today, I feel closer to you and more authentic as I'm praying out loud to you. So Lord, I just pray that you would accept my prayer today. I pray that you would hear my prayer. Your word says that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. And Lord, I believe that. And I desire to be righteous. Lord, I pray that as I walk through today, you would just remind me how much you love me. And Lord, for my friends, I just pray that your love would be so overwhelming today, that no matter what our day brings, we can say to ourselves, I'm the child of the Most High King. I'm a child of God. I'm no longer someone who is apart from God, but I belong to him. And I'm his and he's mine. And because of that, this difficult life is worth living. Because of that, I know that nothing's going to come my way today that you and I together can't handle, Lord. God, I desire to place you first. I desire for you to be in your rightful place in my life, not just when it's convenient, not just when I need something, but in every day, in the mundane days, in the stagnant days, in the boring days, in the busy days. I want you to always be on my mind, Lord, because that's what we do when we love someone. So Lord, I pray for my friends hearing this message today as I go into today. Guide me, Lord. Remind me who you are. Remind me of your love for me. And Lord, I want to remind you of my love for you. Thank you that I can trust you. In Jesus' name, amen.